Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning. This is James Glory from Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England with this morning's glory. I've been asked again to talk about authority, and many people are unaware of the authority that God has given them. They are passive. Now, God gave the power to heal to us. We have to take authority, but the glory belongs to Him. The Bible says in James 4:7, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. The Lord put the responsibility to resist upon us. He empowered us to resist upon us. As we resist, the devil flees from us. God has given us the power in his name, the name of Jesus. It's the same with prosperity, audio boo. Are you struggling with your finances? In Deuteronomy 8:18 it says, remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. God doesn't give you wealth. He gives power and authority to get it. We need to accept our responsibilities and use this authority. And if we truly, truly, truly recognize this audio boo, our health springs forth and wealth springs forth. And in relationships too, you see, audio boo, there is a spiritual war going on. A lot of believers are unaware of this today. They're humanistic. They deny or don't know the power of God or spirituality in Christ. And unfortunately, most believers live like this. Close to 50% of all the healings Jesus produced in people were spiritual. He, for example, would cast a spirit of deafness out of someone and instantly they were healed. Dumbness and fevers, for example, Peter's mother. He rebuked the fever in Matthew 8:14-15 because there was a spirit power behind her fever. Jesus cast demons out many times to effect a physical healing. And in Acts 10:38 it says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Is God with you today? If you believe in Christ, he certainly is. Take your authority. That verse makes clear that physical healing, there's a link between oppression. But not every sickness is demonic, though. I'm not saying there's a devil on every doorstep, do you know. But to treat spiritual causes of sickness by natural means is humanistic and denies the power of God. So even in the body of Christ, even with the New Testament evidence, many still look to humanistic answers. It's the same with emotional or mental problems. A lot of people look for an organic chemical reason when the problem is often spiritual. If we don't understand today the spiritual causes, that we're in a spiritual war, and we try and fix our emotions and health and finances this way, humanistically, we're going to get nowhere. I mean, today, just because we don't understand or acknowledge the battle, it doesn't mean that the battle isn't going on. If today we don't know how to take our authority, resist the devil and watch him flee from us, it doesn't mean that we won't be in the battle. It means that we'll lose the battle. You cannot fight a spiritual battle today with physical weapons. You can't fight in the flesh. You have to take your authority and use it in this war. Satan's getting a free hand, and we have to take our authority. And for Ephesians 6:18, it says, put on the whole armour of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Yes, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That is as plain as it could possibly be. Take responsibility for your own actions. The devil can only tempt you. We live in a fallen world and not everything is demonic. Pray for discernment today, audio boo, and you will find balance, because as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. Yes, take your authority in Christ Jesus today. Submit yourselves to God and resist the devil and he will flee from you. Hallelujah. This is James Glory. Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England. Blessing you today. Use your authority in Christ. Amen.